Chapter 3, The People. The most exciting time of the year at the National Baseball Hall of Fame is induction weekend. That is when the newly elected players become members of the Hall of Fame. Each new member gives a speech. Then two major league teams play an exhibition game at Doubleday Field, which is near the Hall of Fame. How are members elected? To be eligible, the players must have played 10 seasons or more. Players can only be considered 5 years after their last season. A committee of baseball writers and experts votes on who will become members. They can vote for up to 10 candidates. Caption: New members of the Hall of Fame are shown from left to right. Tony Perez, Carlton Fisk, and George Sparky Anderson. Feature Box: Special Elections. Players cannot be elected into the Hall of Fame until 5 years after their last season. But when Roberto Clemente died in 1972, the Hall of Fame made a change. Clemente had been one of the greatest players ever. He had over 3,000 hits during his career. He died in a plane crash on his way to help victims of an earthquake. Clemente received 93% of the votes and became a member of the Hall of Fame in 1973. A player must be chosen by 3/4 of the committee to be accepted into the Hall of Fame. There are other ways for non-players and players from long ago to be inducted. A special committee nominates and elects players from long ago. Other committees elect umpires and baseball officials. The exhibition game at Doubleday Field is a wonderful part of this special weekend. The field has room for about 9,000 fans. It is like the baseball fields people played on in small towns long ago.